Blog Talk Radio.
We got the house!
Pods handles the driving. Pack at your pace, store your things until you're ready, then we deliver to your new home, across town or across the country. Pods, your personal moving and storage team.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Don't believe me, just why? Don't believe me, just why? Don't
Yes. Happy New Year. Happy January. This is the first show for Strictly Business with E. Davis of the year. Today is January 19th. We are on the air from all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. So call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. This is brought to you by Ndozi Town Multimedia. It's a product of WBMN, and this is Strictly Business, and I am your host, E. Davis. And this is a special show for me tonight because we have actually on the phone, and we'll try to get him on Facebook if we can, but we have my crazy Uncle Micah. And if y'all remember last year, he was a guest on our show when I was discussing writing tips and character development and how his character how his personality, his demeanor, his swagger inspired my character, my book, Flaming Blue, Uncle Reuben. And it's a special show tonight because today is my Uncle Micah's birthday. So if you guys can, I know you guys posted Mad Love today on my personal Facebook page. So if you guys are watching live, tune in live, just give my uncle a birthday shout out. He's been running around all day today. He is exhausted, but he still took the time to spend it with his favorite niece on her show and with the WBNN family. And he's also a promoter. So we're going to talk about how to promote your business. He's going to share some tips with you. And you know I got some information for you as well. All right? So, Mike, are you there?
I am here, baby. What's up? Yeah, how you feeling, baby girl?
First of all, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. You know, it's a wonderful birthday to be able to be here again on this other side of the 360 moon visit around the world. And turn 52 today.
52.
You know what I'm saying? That's a little bit more than a half a century. I've been on this thing for a long, long, long time.
Well, Unc, I'm right behind you. So you know what? Sometimes I got to stretch just to sit up. So. I'd be like, no, I ain't ready. I wasn't ready. But I reached out to you, and I'm so glad you took the time because I know you're tired. So we could celebrate your birthday with the WBNN family. You made such an impression last year. And I can't wait for the callers to call in to give you birthday love, born day love, birthday love, whatever the anniversary love, whatever the celebration is, we are celebrating you and your business. So what I want to do is I want to go over some information about marketing and promoting your business because, I have a business, and when you are in business for yourself, you have to work. And you have to push. And I know you're old school and I'm new school, but both strategies are effective.
Right.
So we're going to definitely share them tonight. So starting with Google, promoting on Google. Using Google to promote your business is a no-brainer. Everybody knows Google. Capturing more than 90% of the market share is one of the best ways to get in front of consumers that are actively searching for solutions. So here are the best ways to use Google to get your name out there. This is your business name, okay? Your Google business profile, Google terms for your Google listing, is what allows your business to show up in Google Maps results, in local sections of Google search results, and also when someone types in your business name and location, the right side of the knowledge panel in the search results. As Google gets better and better at catering its results to the searcher's location, this free listing should be a top priority. The key to using your business profile to promote your business is to verify ownership of your listing through the free Google My Business account. Once you have ownership, you can optimize your listing to show up higher in search results and far more relevant searches. if your ranking on Google Maps is showing up in a local pack of regular results and pages, your business is basically promoting itself 24/7. Even better, you can publish posts directly to your Google listing by putting attractive promotions in front of your audience at the time when we have high intent. Now, this is basically, this is a lot of, like, business lingo, but think about how many times we went on Google just to research some information, and that topic came up, and it brought us to a website or to a blog site. And that website or blog site is using Google to promote their business and offering the best information or the best resources possible. This is how you promote your business. So if you are a caterer, you're trying to get your catering business off the ground, if you have a boutique, if you are a new car salesman, this is one of the best ways to get your business off the ground, by creating a Google business profile. Tip number two, get a website. I have said this numerous times in the past. And even if you think you don't need one, you do. A website is something that you absolutely 110% times infinity need. A website is a must-have piece of marketing collateral. No matter how old-fashioned your business or clients may be, your website is to go to for current and prospective customers. Even if they find you on social media, so if you can have your Facebook, you can have your Instagram, you can have your Twitter, you still need your website. Or even on your Google business page, you still need a website. They want you to go to your website, and like your Google listing, it serves to promote your business around the clock. A good business website not only serves as a promotional tool, in and of itself, it tells a story of your business and what to offer. Now, we all know I'm a fiction author, so I'm a storyteller. So think about the story behind your business. So if you're a caterer and you just can't say you're Becky's Cupcakes, you need to say why. You want to talk about maybe the business, about who you are, about your cupcakes, about the best cupcakes. My favorite is the white. I love white almond cupcakes. I love it with the buttercream icing. So if I'm a caterer, if I'm a caterer and I'm selling cupcakes and I have E. Davis cupcakes, I'm gonna show you what's the most popular. I'm gonna show you something more personalized. I'm gonna tell the story behind it, and that's why you need a website. All right, and it also reflects your brand's personality and distinguishing characteristics. But it's also essential for measuring and improving the success of your promotional tactic. All right? Now, the next tip is implement search engine optimization. That's a mouthful. Let's say that three times fast. Okay. And one thing for you to promote your business is another thing for Google to promote your business. SEO is a set of practices that align your business with Google rankings algorithm. Okay, that's the behind the scenes of the social media and on how many views, how many likes you're getting. All right? But because the algorithm has evolved to use machine learning and use behavior to produce the most accurate and quality results for searchers, optimization for search engines is really optimizing for searchers, practically those searching for what you have to offer. Okay. SEO isn't just one tactic, but many tactics that collectively work together to improve your rank. Also, because Google has superb location-based results, you have just as much as a chance as big retailers to show up on the first page of Google. So, again, if you're a caterer, you're just as powerful as Dunkin' Donuts, okay? If you sell pastries, you're just as powerful, just as effective. Don't think because, you know, they're a big brand, a worldwide brand, that you can't stand among them. You can. And that's why it's so important to implement search engine optimization. You have to again, your website, your Google business. These are some. These are the technical ways, the technical ways of technology to get your business out there. It's peril, okay? SEO tactics to promote your business include adding relevant industry and local base keywords to specific places on your website. Producing original high-quality content. You need update content. Don't post something. If it lessens like Throwback Thursday, no. And in high quality, you want to take great photos. You want to get a good camera, all right? If you need assistance with a cameraman, a photographer, put it on Facebook. Google it, okay, and let them know what your needs are, and they'll give you the quality content that you are requiring. And then tagged images. You need to tag images. So many times people will promote their business on social media, they don't tag the business. That helps that business get attention. That's creating a separate page for that business, and we'll get into that a little bit later on. Maintaining high page load speed and security. When your business is ranking high in results, Google is basically promoting your business for you. So once you actually start getting the clicks and the views, then Google is going to recognize that and put you on the top of the list. And everybody wants to be on the top of the list. Okay? Everybody wants to be the best of the best. And that's okay. So that's why you need your website. You want to get a Google business account. And you want the high-quality content. You have to stay, I want to say relevant, make it like a must, or, but it's mandatory, okay? Especially if you're trying to have your own business and your own brand. Create a business blog. Content is such an important driver of SEO that it really deserves its own category as a promotional strategy. A blog is not live journal for business, but you can create some posts about milestones and events. But a lucrative business blog is one that produces educational content and your brand voice around questions and terms, your idea customers, and search and Google. So you need a blog. You get a blog on WordPress. You get a blog through your website. You don't have to write like a four-page letter. But you can share maybe your story about creating your business. You can share, say you had a big order to fill and just kind of journal it, so to speak. Also, the blog, again, like your website, will tell the story about your business. And also, you can give information, okay? And again, it doesn't have to be a quote-unquote four-page letter, but it needs to be enough substance and enough information for people to, one, continue to read it and show some interest in it. These questions and terms are called keywords. What you want to do is also have keywords. And the more content you produce targeting these keywords, the more opportunities you create for a business to show up in search engine results. Great blog posts can be any of the following. And I'm going to go over these blog posts after this track by the international DJ legendary Brother O.
One, two, make you want to...
Okay, now have you ever been with a player? Take you downtown where they treat me like the mayor. Take you to the crib where you take it upstairs.
What's upstairs?
Shit, I'ma show you later. Don't need a spatula, everything catered. Extra flavor. Go ahead, sprinkle some truffle on your mashed potatoes. I'm trying to love. Is you gonna love me back? You only get what you give. Ain't you heard of that? sonic smooth like a mat. Float like a butterfly on every single track. And the only language that I speak, girl, is fast. So once I give this game to you, I can't take it back. Coloring at you from a 1977 Monte Carlo. Hard act to follow. It's showtime, trying to boo you up like it's the Apollo. Your walk is vicious, let's get down to business. You and me together, woo, that's something different.
Sonic, Bruno Mars. Bruno's like the little brother I never had, never wanted. Bruno, that's that guy. Anything Bruno, I am a big supporter. And this song is special requested by my beloved Uncle Mike, and we are celebrating his birthday today. Happy birthday, Uncle.
Thank
and
you, baby.
We are on the air all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Town Multimedia. It's the product of WBNN. This is Strictly Business, and I am your host, Dee Davis, and we are discussing how to effectively promote your business. And we have my uncle, Micah. We are celebrating his birthday, and he is a promoter, so we're going to be discussing. I'm going to go to the new school. He's going to go to the old school. We're going to talk to you about the art of the hustle. And we're going to celebrate his birthday tonight. But before I get into the creative business blogs and keyword searches, we have a caller in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Me? Hi, it's Jerry Petito, girlfriend.
It is the queen of WBNN. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, sweetie. Happy birthday, Uncle.
Thank you very much.
So, all right. I wanted crazy to me listening to you because I opened up my first beauty salon in the 80s, early 80s, in the Princeton area. Businesses were thriving. I mean, insane. And we didn't have anything but the yellow pages. And
I remember those days.
Right, you know, and I can't even imagine how we made the money we made back then versus what's happening today with how you can advertise. We had nothing, girlfriend, but the yellow pages. Everything was word of mouth.
Right.
How did we do it?
it was word of mouth, so it was, tell this person, tell that person, tell that person, because social media really wasn't relevant as it was. You know what I mean?
So it
wasn't relevant
there.
At all.
We had none of it, right. So imagine
wow.
today.
how long did you have your beauty shop?
Well, I ended up with a few of them all through the 80s and 90s. And then with the health issues with my lungs, I had to get rid of it. So then I went into catering because you mentioned catering. And I'll tell you this real quick. I graduated from the Natural Gourmet Institute in New York. It's a vegan restaurant. A vegan school. But Walter Matthau's daughter, Jenny, was one of the owners at the time. And they got me my first job with this ricky woman who wanted this gigantic. It was amazing. So that's how I got known. But, again, we didn't have what we have today. I can't even imagine turning back the clock, knowing what we know now, and opening up a business back then. Right?
It's so different. It's so different.
So, wow. I'm just listening to you guys, and I'm like going, wow.
So we were discussing all of your businesses.
Yes.
That's ironic. So now you're like the queen of, the communication. You got 39 different types of shows you do throughout the day, including this show right here with WBNN. So how do you promote your business as far as, getting the callers to call in and things like that, getting the ratings?
Okay, well, I'm also a nutritional health coach and a recovery coach, and my shows, true story, two women reached out to me this week because of my shows. They said they ordered my book and they need my help. One of them's husband died and she's let herself go and she's very ill now, and I'm going to help her. But so it's social media, you know what I mean? Like, it's all about social media now. So I put everything out there on different blogs and pages, and that's how I do it now. But okay, I'll give you an example. Back then, even the radio DJs, they didn't do what we're doing. Look how well-known they were. And everybody, please keep the Geeter in prayer, the Geeter with the heater, Jerry Blavis.
Mm-hmm.
He's not doing well. So let's keep him in prayer. And he was
Absolutely.
One of the original DJs. So think about that. You got in your car, your parents turned on the radio, and you heard these DJs. That was it. And look how famous they were.
Yeah, because we were listening to them on the radio. So you also use the power of social media as well. You said blog.
Yes. Yes.
So, and that's what we were getting ready to discuss regarding blogs, effective ways to promote using a blog,
right.
Which is being, I have a website that has blog sites. And I'm big on social media. I don't have the luxury of going door to door. I could do word of mouth. I can call my girlfriend or my best friend and say, hey, check out this business. Go here, go there. But as far as reaching more people on social media, that's how I promote.
Right.
Yeah.
Amazing. But I just compare it and think about back then, and I'm like, how did we do it?
I mean, it had to be done. It was on foot. It had to be done. And that's my uncle's strategy. And so, Uncle, tell us your ways of how you promote.
Just like you guys were talking about, it's, I'm old school like a mug. So I feel like every opportunity I get a chance to engage with anyone is an opportunity to promote my businesses. One of my most favorite methods is working as an Uber driver. I get to kill a couple of birds with one stone, generate working capital for my businesses, as well as get to engage every customer that gets in the car with me. So I never allow any of those opportunities to pass by. Any opportunity I get to engage with anyone, like I said, is a moment to share with them the businesses that I currently promote and market. So that will always be an effective method. The opportunity to engage is real critical. When you get a chance to highlight features and benefits about the business or service or product that you represent, people get to see your passion, and passion's infectious.
So you gauge through the power of it's a power. You use, oh, I can't think of the word. It's networking.
Grassroots marketing.
Grassroots marketing. I like that. Okay. I like that because what you do is, and I've gotten Ubers before, you know, of course, and I'm having conversations with individuals about writing and publishing, and they're discussing their business. And next thing you know, we're friend requesting each other on Facebook.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly how it goes. It's, to me, like I said, it's way more personal than the method of utilizing social media. Social media is effective because of the expanded reach you have. You don't get that interpersonal action or interaction, whereas there could be a question and answer session. Not as frequently anyway. If those questions are serviced, yeah, you can come back utilizing the social media tool to answer them. But engagement is really important to me, and I've always found it to be extremely effective. Over the last 500 years, I've been doing it.
The last 500. Listen to you. All right, Jerry. we ain't doing this tonight. Jerry, when is your next show, sis?
My next show is February 7th,
uh-huh.
And his name is Jesse Kramer, and he's a rocker, rock music.
Okay.
So,
all
yeah.
I'm ready. But, all
right.
And if you're on Facebook, Jerry, if you're on Facebook, you see my shirt?
Yes.
All right. You already know. I get that. All right, Jerry, thank you so much for calling.
Love
I definitely
you.
Appreciate
all
you.
Right. Bye, guys. Happy birthday again. All right, sweetie. Bye.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
That's Jerry Petito. I call her the queen of WBNN because she gets consecutive shows every month. She knocks them out the box every single month. So before we started jamming and we talked to Miss Jerry, we were discussing creative ways of a business blog. You want how-tos and instructional posts. So you can maybe, if you're okay, you can maybe give a couple recipes. Instructional posts. If you, like Ms. Jerry did a beauty salon, you might want to give some hair care tips, things like that. Like say for, you know, the winter times, our skin is dry, our hair gets a little bit more drier. Just the ways of keeping our looks fresher. List of strategies and resources. Q&A or interview write-ups with an industry expert. So you can talk to another caterer. You could talk to another beautician. You can talk, again, depending on your business. Thought of leadership posts. And these are posts that leadership, and I'm a firm believer in it because eagles fly alone, pigeons kind of gather together on the ground. But if you're in leadership, if you're a business owner, if you're an entrepreneur, you want to stay, you want to interact with like-minded people. So you may want to speak to somebody who's also in the same. They don't have to be in the same field, respectfully, but they are entrepreneur and they're in leadership, and they can also give you some business-minded tips. Customer testimonial or case studies. So testimonials are always good. There are types of reviews, and I'll get into that a little bit later. Okay, and one of the blog sites that I'm a big fan of is WordPress. It's free, so you can if you go on their website and start a blog. They can even help you start a website as well. I like GoDaddy myself, but WordPress does have a great website. Also, share your content. A blog that shows your expertise, approachability, and genuine desire to help your audience is the perfect promotional tool for business. So share your content. You just can't have a product and not share it. So don't just post. You want to promote them. When you use social media, you want to do email newsletters or even turn them into downloadable guides to help you collect leads. I'm going to give you some information. I'm sure you guys may know this. So when Tyler Perry did the movie, The Diary of a Mad Black Woman, now we all know that he started out with the plays, and he was in Atlanta. He was, you know, torn with the plays, and the opportunity came for him to do this movie. He wanted a blockbuster weekend. And the movie producers and all the people behind the scenes said it's not going to happen because you're too new, and this is a black movie. You know, have a blockbuster weekend. Tyler Perry said, I bet you I will. So what he did was all the emails from the people that came to see the play, you know, he gathered. So, of course, I'm going to assume because he was on Twitter and he was, of course, communicating about his plays. And, of course, at the plays, the people was collecting emails. He emailed all his followers, told him of this upcoming movie. He did this on a continual basis until opening night. And he had a box office weekend. Just a little fun fact for you right there. Okay, so email newsletter. So I'm sure he didn't say, hey, go see my movie February 12th. No, he more likely constructed something flattering and promoted his work because he already had a following. And he needed to let his following know that this is now the next level that he's going to. A lot of people do not like newsletters. They do. So don't feel that a newsletter is outdated. It's not. People will pull up their email on a Saturday morning, and they can see your email. And it could just be some information about what's going on with your business, maybe what's going on with you, or maybe a new business thing that you're, like I said, if you're in catering, a new recipe that you're trying out. It doesn't have to be something that's detailed or strategically your mind where it looks like, you know, the Post Gazette or the New York Times. No, it just be a newsletter is maybe 4 to 5 paragraphs, if anything. All right? Better yet, if you produce content and shareables in your mind, your blog post will likely get noticed by other credible websites who will mention and link back to your site on their site or social media feed, promoting your business for you. So if you communicate with the right people, they'll share their stuff. We got a track next by Brother O. Let's do it.
Oh, look at you, fella. Take it from your Uncle Boo. Ain't no shame begging in the rain. Tell her how you really feel.
Pretend like I ain't in my feelings, but that ain't true. Nah, when I called you out your name, that was my ego, my pattern pain. I should be a movie star, the way I play the part, like everything.
put on a smile. Put on a smile. This is Strictly Business, and I am your host, E. Davis. And we are on the air from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And tonight we are talking about how to effectively promote your business. And we have my crazy Uncle Michael on the phone. We are celebrating his birthday. He is a little over half of a century, just a little bit. But, hey, but you still handsome, though, Uncle. I give it to you.
Appreciate you, baby.
You see tonight. I remember we was in Kittywood. You wouldn't even let me walk by you because you and the girls thinking I was with you. I was like, you said, walk behind me. I was like, this guy, I was 15. I wasn't even thinking about matching. I'm thinking about riding rides. You was doing you. No, that's all good. You doing you.
Hey, you know, what can I say?
I ain't mad at you all because, and then, you know, you and your overprotectiveness, I'm like, okay.
That's never going to change. That'll never change.
I'm almost a senior citizen, so don't stop that.
That'll never, ever change. You know that. You already know that'll never change. I will always be the overprotective uncle.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, he said that my husband and I could come visit, but we can't share a room.
That's an old school. I don't care how long you've been married.
Okay. But, no, I'm just as bad because I tell him all the time, keep my grandma locked in a room.
So right. For real. So, you know, that's just how we are.
I learned from you.
Exactly. You did. You did a good job, baby. I'm really, really impressed with you. You are
Keep grandma in her room, her paint by numbers. She ain't allowed to go nowhere.
I took Ma to the comedy show last night.
You took her out to the comedy show?
Yeah. Let her come celebrate my birthday with me.
Wasn't that kind of late?
We got her in by about 10:30.
No, grandma, no. She needs to be in the bed, tucked in the cupboard by 8. Wait, I'm going to come down here.
Just once a year, she don't get out the cupboard. You know what I'm saying? She got to cherish those moments for the entire 365.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, family. We're having a little family dispute. I'll deal with you later, Unc.
All right.
No, but all love. Okay, so one of the next tips is run Google Ads, and that's also a way of having your Google business account.
Yeah, that's really effective.
It's beyond effective because Google Ads will show up at the very top of the search engine result page above organic and local listings and of the search engine availability. Google is by far the most popular, not only because they control the largest share of search engine traffic, but also because of its high level of flexibility in building features and detailed performance metrics. Though mastering Google Ads takes some time as well as plenty of trial and error, an optimized campaign is far worth the investment. So, I've said this before, you definitely want to invest in yourself, whether it's your money or your time, okay? So, if learning this stuff, you might have to just maybe stay at home, tell the girls you ain't coming out tonight, tell the fellas you ain't coming out tonight, tell the kids to be quiet, and research how to do Google Ads or put that money into your business, okay? Advertising on Google can be done through text ads on the search network or branded banner ads on the display network. If you're ready to get started, follow the step-by-step. And I'm going to be posting this on the Strictly Business page on Facebook on this how to do Google Ads. So stay tuned for that as well. So you said that for your comedy show last night, how did you promote that? What steps did you take to promote that? Uncle, you there? I'm not sure what happened. Let me keep moving. How to promote your business using online directories. Consumers routinely visit online directories to search for and vet businesses that fit their specific needs. These sites tend to be high traffic, long-standing websites with high domain authority. So it is not uncommon for your profile page, for your business page to show up on the first page of Google through one of the dominion lines listed to take long to create and help enhance your online presence, high intent customers. So what you need to do is you want to promote your business with online directories. It's almost what Jerry Petito had said regarding the phone book. You got to get online directories. So that's Yelp. That's I'm going to give some other names in a second. But we do have a caller, caller two. Thank you so much for calling. Tell us where you're calling from, and tell us where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where we selling cheesesteaks on every corner like it was crack from 1986 out here. Marketing strategies. Good evening, A. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Oh, shout out to Unk. You know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to all the Unks that we, you know, that's a good position on the field out here. You know what I'm saying? Center, you know, right past halftime. You know what I mean? I mean, we winning. Old heads is winning out here. Shout out to Unk tonight. But listen, I wanted to say something real quick because I'm, as far as the marketing strategies, I'm from the little old school. You know, I started out having barbershops, salons, things like that in my younger years, younger 20s, things like that. Once I hit 30s, it was towards the catering and things like that, restaurant touring and things like that, you know, the downtown center city areas, South Philadelphia, the uptown areas, whatever. But I was a little old school where my marketing strategy was sort of like I would attack crowds at one time. I would go places where there were gatherings, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I would, you know, slightly make announcements or like individually seek out people of interest that I know, you know what I'm saying? That could be a possible consumer, you know what I mean? So I'll attack crowds at one time, and then before you know, 20, 30 people out of one crowd that you attack, you know what I mean? You might get 5, 10 of them out of there, depending on how frequent you go to gatherings. But as far as with the catering, I mean, as far as we went, we would have flyers and things like that. We might stick some things in some places, restaurants, other type of people, businesses, but I noticed with the catering and things like that and the restaurant touring, which you said about the Google, this is A1 sauce on that one, because I noticed that as far as you could take it a bit further when you have these ads or your Google, your stuff connected to the Google, because restaurateurs have to take advantage of the fact that we can hit Postmates, DoorDash, Uber Eats, all these type of things like that. These are how people find you and your delicious foods in which you would like to give to the people. You know what I'm saying? And again, ads, stuff like this. People are all day long on these gadgets and devices looking up things. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Yellow Pages. You know what I mean? Jerry. You know what I mean? With that, when she was in she spiked the ball in the end zone with that one. Yellow Pages, didn't hear that in a long time. Jerry Petito. But check this out. I just wanted to share that, you know what I mean? And, hey, you're dropping some gems tonight, you know what I mean? You know, some real jewelry tonight. So I just wanted to get stab in with that. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where we vote for Eric B. or Rakim for president. Check your satellites.
All right. Thank you so much for calling, Clever One. We got another track. That's it.
$100
Yes, skate. See, I didn't really do a lot of roller skating back in the day. I was a little bit too little. But this makes me want to pick it up and just listen to some Silk Sonic and just skate, you know, just slide around on our roller rink. All right, we are on the air from Lagos all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. This is a product of WBNN, and I am your host, E. Davis, and this is Strictly Business with E. Davis, and we are talking about how to effectively promote your business with my favorite promoter, my Uncle Micah. My Uncle Micah is all the way in North Carolina, and he is taking the time to join us on his birthday. Happy birthday, Unc.
Thank you, baby.
Oh, man. So, all right. So I had asked you for your party that you dragged my poor grandmother to yesterday, how did you promote that? Because it was a comedy show. So it was party. It was a business deal, but it was also to celebrate you. How did you promote that?
Basically, like we always do with grassroots marketing, you get flyers and posters and stickers, and you put your little team together and have them go initially promote in the area where the venue is. The venue that we operate out of is in a shopping plaza, so it's pretty much kind of built-in marketing. We use flyers, like I say, word of mouth. So we go out and, you know, those people that we can reach, we try to make sure that we actually put flyers in the hands and give a little bit of insight about the event that we're promoting. But those that we can't come in contact with, we put flyers on their doors, and we go to people's homes and put flyers in their news receptacles. It's basically every method that you can use to touch someone, whether physically or just by, you know, leaving your calling card, being at your flyer or actual business card, is how you would want to go about reaching out to everyone that you can come in contact with physically, and then going ahead into what you were referencing, the newer methods of marketing and promoting, which is Facebook Boost and Instagram Boost and Google Ads. Those are all in conjunction with grassroots marketing, extremely effective.
Okay, I got you. So do you feel that the grassroots is what you call it is more effective than social media?
You know, today it's starting to, I would say, balance out. Initially, I would say that it's always going to be the most effective method, just because, like I was saying earlier, engagement. It's you have the ability to reach people when you send out blasts, but engagement is something different. So when you do use those tools, you have to, like you say, use keywords and things of that nature so that you can get directly to the point, because people don't read. And so whatever you are posting, you kind of have to make it sweet and to the point.
Right. Now, I'm more of the social media tactic. I hit them on Instagram. I hit them on Facebook. I got like 2 Facebook pages as far as business concerned, E. Davis page, a writer's blog page. I now have a Strictly Business with E. Davis page. I like to share business tips. I have the Instagram page. So, and then someone did tell me even last year there were these two marketers and promoters, like you said, is and they're in our age group, is the passing out of the flyers, the passing out of the information, because it's more of a personal, like you said, interaction.
Right.
And that's also a type of engagement, because they're actually hearing you talk. They're hearing you speak, and it looks like a personal invitation.
I will say this, too. one thing that I'm going to start incorporating, someone shared with me, actually as someone was you, niece, about videos, because what I do even on Facebook and Instagram is I do go into the inboxes of all of the people that follow me and personally type out a message specifically to them. For me, that's the engagement aspect of the social media tool. But I do believe that creating videos that that highlight what it is you do, be it a product or service, is effective. It's like creating your very own commercials. So I'm definitely going to be incorporating that methodology more so for our next show next month, as a matter of fact, which is going to be February 22nd at the Press Box off of North Tryon in the University area.
One thing I can encourage you to do with someone like Cousin Clyde, remember he just passed away, David Arnold, the comedian.
Yes.
I started following him from his Netflix special and on Instagram, and what he was doing was showing videos of him interacting with his family,
uh-huh.
the jokes and the one-liners.
Right.
And that's something that you can also do on social media, on Instagram. And
we
that will bring more
engagement.
Yeah,
I agree 100% with that. Clyde and I talk about that, how when people get a chance to feel like they know you, that engagement and relatability makes people want to follow everything that you do. So it is important to give people some insight into who you are. And so they can kind of get like the backstory potentially, because not all products and services have the same backgrounds or people have the same capability of allowing them in to expose the product. But with reference to stand-up comedians, giving an opportunity for people to get to know you as a person definitely lets them in and makes them feel like they personally know you. So that relatability is important. That's why I feel like engagement is important, because you kind of give an opportunity for someone to get to know who you are through the product that you represent.
I know I'm going to do more grassroots marketing. I'm going to actually put my feet on the concrete, make those flyers, and because I'm not going to say I'm lazy, but I'm very much of a you see of those who are watching. See where I'm at. Listen, if I could beat my face and put on some earrings and not even worry about it, I'm good. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So I go and do a live video and just introduce something, but you got to do more, which I like what you're saying. I like the news you're putting out there.
Yeah, engagement is important. I mean, there's really no other way to put it. Yeah, and there's no other way to put it. Engagement is important. When people can identify the product or service with someone, it just changes the dynamic.
We have a birth anniversary for Uncle Micah. This is provided by Wax Overlord Ski.
Now, listen, now, Mike, I got something for you, man. Like, can you hear me loud and clear, sir?
I can hear you. Thank you.
Well, first of all, man, happy birthday, man, to the 52s. You know what I mean? You know, you my little bruh. You know what I'm saying? I'll be 53 in July. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to all y'all means. Now, of course, you know,
right.
I went Clev and Tiana and, you know, my man, Huni Bakatoon and all the people out there, you know what I mean? Angie, all them, you know what I'm saying? Antonius, you know how I get down. So now it's time for my mixed master thing. Go back to 84, and let's go there. When you were a little 8-year-old girl, let's get it. Yeah.
Commentating, illustrating, description giving, adjective expert, analyzer from my the musical mystic, and people love the universe. You want it?
Yeah.
Well, if to have it with the corners. Well, it's yours. Techno record that's already made with the help of the mix board used in the crossfade. Rhythm can be kept to a self-choice pace depending on moment or depth of bass. I don't really know, but somebody said some musical rhythm can mess with your head. I don't know if it's true, I leave it up to you. It's yours. Sound plus rhythm, thus under with the net is equivalent to the adjective. Best now it's time to introduce Neo Rhyme combined with the group with juice. Dance to the musical tune on the microphone, gonna make you tune. C-L-A-R-O-C-K. The ultimate act, which only occurs when the party is packed. So full of insurance for your insurance. Everything's fixed, just listen to the mix.
I'm calling from Atlanta today.
Hey, Miss Angela, how you doing tonight?
I'm here. I'm here.
Good.
Yeah.
How are you enjoying the show?
I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying this. Anytime anybody talking about business, I love business, visibility, collaborating, networking. You know, that's my thing. But I'm enjoying this tonight. You know, a lot of people, I like how he get into the grassroots, because a lot of us have gotten away from that and just stick with social media. But I think a balance of both is great, like he said. But I'm enjoying this on tonight.
I'm glad you are. I'm glad you are. I definitely appreciate you taking the time to give us a call. We're celebrating Uncle's birthday 52 times around the sun tonight. And as his little niece, just to kind of throw some jabs at him, just keep him young. But, yeah, the grassroots, he's teaching me that sometimes you just got to get past the computer and actually interact with individuals, which is very important.
Yeah,
even when
they're very important, you know. Very important, because, you know, sometimes people just want to know you and understand you. Because I've had people that said, you know, they would buy books from me if they had blank pages, just because they were my books. You know, and when you develop a relationship with people, support you, and getting out in the neighborhood and doing what he's doing, knocking on doors, passing out flyers, stuffing them in the car windows, and interacting with people. People want to see you in your genuineness, and they will support the thing that you're doing. You know, a lot of us need to get back to those things that really worked back in the day. You know, we need to see what some people did. So I'm grateful for what y'all are doing on here tonight.
Angela, let me ask you, why do you think, and even Uncle, why do y'all think that we've gotten away from the grassroots of promoting our business?
People want popcorn results. They want fast results. So a lot of people think that if you go to social media, that's it. You know, but a lot of people, you think about the different age groups. You know, there's some older people. So tech savvy and may not be on social media, and you still want to reach them too. So again, a good balance, I think.
I like that idea. I like that, because you said the popcorn and they want the fast results. And I'm someone, even when I'm heating up food, leftovers, I won't put in the microwave. I put in the oven. It tastes, because the microwave, it tastes airy. It tastes fake. But when I put my food in the oven, heat it up for 15, 20 minutes, it tastes fresh, as if I just made it. So I like that analogy, because it makes me feel like I don't want popcorn food, so to speak. And I don't want popcorn results on a social media tactic or a business tactic. I want longevity. I want the freshness. And when you see someone, you actually get the freshness. You get them smiling at you, get them looking at you, and you can actually feel the energy of that person. So I definitely like that. What about you, Uncle?
Yes.
Why do you think we've gotten away from the grassroots?
Sort of like you were saying, people have gotten lazy because they see how many people the computer can potentially reach. They just rely on the fact that, well, everybody now has cell phones, everybody now is on social media, and everybody is going to be able to be reached by way of this. But that's not true by any stretch of the imagination. As the caller referenced,
right.
I'm sorry, I forgot your name. But I agree 100% that Andrea. Yeah, I'm sorry. But, yeah, Andrea? What is
Andrea?
Angela, okay. Yeah, as Angela said, there's a lot of people, myself included, who aren't really tech savvy. And so that's primarily the reason why I rely so heavily on what I'm most familiar with. And I find that a lot of people in my age group, and there are some younger people who just don't spend a lot of time on social media, so don't come across information that's posted that way. So, you know, without any uncertainty, if you have a flyer, a business card or something like that, which I've even gotten away from business cards as much, relying even on flyers just even for, as a way of giving out my number, because there's more information that can be contained within it, more illustrations, which honestly, like I was saying, and I learned this working in retail for 30 years, that you can have a million signs, giant signs posted all over the building. People will still come in and ask you what the sale is. So if you don't engage them and make them aware, they're going to be oblivious.
Wow. You know what? That is so true. I never even thought about that. I've done retail myself. The signs in the window, the signs, if I work in clothing, it's on the
shelving and everything.
I'm like, it's everywhere.
Right beside the product, it'll tell you this product costs $25 less than what it used to cost. And somebody will come and ask you, and you'll have the price of the shoe on the shoe, and they'll say, how much is this?
Okay.
That is too funny.
So you can't take for granted anything. That's the biggest mistake anybody in the marketing and promotion business can make, is taking for granted that their customer is being reached. You have to ensure that it is by taking the steps necessary.
Wow. That's deep, huh?
Everybody needs to send me a $5 cash app to Daddy 0119.
We're not sending you a $5 cash app. We're not doing tonight. Angela, my uncle is going the most. Tell us when your next show is, sis.
My next February the 8th. I'll be on February the 8th. I come to Jerry right before Huni Baka. So, yeah.
Do you have your topic ready?
I'm going to have a special guest. I've been summoned some people out with some things. I'm doing some different things in 2023. So, just tune in. I can tell you it is concerning the state of our black race.
It's going to be heavy.
So if you are part of the black race, you might want to tune in.
I'm definitely black.
I can tune
all black. All right. Thank you so much, Angela. And we got another birthday mix. Bye,
thank
Matt.
You.
Before I go there, y'all, you know what I mean? I got to say something before I go there, too. I'm so thankful for this show tonight and just talking about business and how it's supposed to be. A lot of people don't understand that. They don't get it. You know, you got to be always vigilant. And, you know, it's not a sacrifice if your mind, you know, if your mind's telling you it's a sacrifice, then don't do it. You know what I'm saying? It should be free willing, you know what I'm saying, and free spending, baby. I'm like Ric Flair out here. I don't know.
Illustrating, description, giving, adjective, expert, analyzing some of the musical mystic and people of the universe. This is yours.
This one for Candy, I've been in Chicago. We're here before I play my master mix. I'm going to do it again for about maybe 20 seconds.
Do you want it? Well, if you had it, would you want it? Well, it's yours. Record that's already made with the help of the mix board used in the crossfade. Rhythm can be kept to a self-choice pace, depending on moment or depth of bass. I don't really know, but somebody said some musical rhythm can mess with your head. I don't know if it's true. I leave it up to you. It's yours. Done up with finesse is equivalent to the adjective best. Now it's time to introduce neo rhymes combined with the group with juice. Dance to the musical tune.
soon. Gonna make your spoon. C-L-A-R-O-C-K. You can read the reason for a very nice day.
Wow, like those are Al Capone's. Big shot from Chicago, nigga. Type the move weight or Air Cargo, nigga.
Who you called up?
The man Kingpin.
Oh, 16.
You locked up. You was in this scene. Don't stop, yo. Yeah, uh-huh. Yo, huh. Yo. EMP, what? Hit the squad, what? Yeah. Hey yo, I'm late 80s, hip-hop baby, the first newborn to ever rock a Mercedes. Rap, I live it, the grand wizard, rhyme exquisite.
Yo.
I'm in the house, come visit. Yo, I come with a sound that's ultra, that make niggas swarm on the floor like vultures. E-Dub, I'm a hip-hop sculptor, catch watch me like chicks watch Oprah.
Yo.
Broadcasting live from New York off the chain, a dog that broke loose and tame. The mic be the symbol, I run like a fugitive, Richard Kimbo when it's time to get into.
Yo. What?
Your system and become tight like God and Christians. Y'all so listen. I'm the owner of my style. Tight like Speedos with more fame than Beatles.
Lounge on, boy, you in the danger zone. When a brother like me is on the microphone, I keep the crowd pumping to the break to go. And I rock on and don't stop. Lounge on, boy, you in the danger zone. When a brother like me is on the microphone, the crowd
pumping
to the break,
pick
on, I rock on and
the
don't stop.
To the end of time like Pac, you yo, we running the spot. Don't look shocked, P&B back on the block. You might die, the squadron coming straight from the boondocks. Who want what, when P&B start cutting it up. Legends in the game, keep it rugged and rough. From day one done, on the stage with P.E. and Run. DMC, Will Smith, Jeff on the twos and ones. In the album stripping business at Billboard number one. And Garvey Trust, chromed out excursion trucks. Niggas that bust, straight up bringing shit nuts. You ain't tough, stay in your lane. Nigga what, my pops from Mars, my mom's from Louis Avenue Green. Don't have to try, the hustle's in my bloods and jeans. Big pimpin', breakin' catch, free, gettin' the green. Pointed, Kato, Bruce Lee with the mask. Hit the pole, grab the mic and bust that ass.
Lounge, old boy, you in the danger zone. When a brother like me's on the microphone, I keep the crowd pumping to the break of dawn. I rock on and don't stop. Lounge, old boy, you in the danger zone. When a brother like me's on the microphone, crowd promise to the break
it
dawn. I rock on and the on and don't stop.
Yo, third verse, I advise me boys to lock on.
Welcome
to www.def.com. EPX man, style like storm. Blow cats away whenever we perform. Hip hop's war, rap's Vietnam. Flows and techniques be like napalm. So I drop bomb. European, bound to stop ya. Don't ask who, Eric shot ya.
A lot of no-name niggas, constant throwing shit in the game. But they small change, riding the dick on a nigga's name. Stop that. Strictly biz, we drop the hot tracks. Drew's house and car, already cop that. Rap, real to me, real to E. Occupation, OG, B-boy and C. Thanks to Bam and Herb, spitting on the mic's my work. Who wanna fuck around and get hurt?
Lounge on, boy, you in the danger zone. When a brother like me is on the microphone, I keep the crowd pumping to the break the door. And I rock on and don't stop. Lounge on, boy, you in the danger zone. When a brother like me's on the microphone,
you heard him tonight. Thank you, brother. That's all right.
On the wheels of steel, on the wheels of steel is your boy, you know what I mean? You know, the master, you know what I'm saying? Of the mix, you know what I'm saying? They call me Olaski. I'm from Compton. Yeah.
You always killing it, always.
he doing the most. I don't know if I want to put on my skates or my Adidas tracksuit. This time I want to wear my baggy pants and my Tims.
Listen, man, I keep me some vinyl around and my roller skates on deck, so I'll be breakdancing while I'm skating.
All right, next time you come to the Bird, we finding a skating rink.
I remember spinning wheels back out there. I think it was like, I can't remember. I ain't even going to say it. And then I remember going to the Coliseum out in Homewood. We used to go out there all the time.
See that? Wow. Yeah, you taking it back.
I'm old school.
He started this mess, man. Shout out to U.S. Skates, you know what I'm saying? Roosevelt Boulevard, Uptown, you know what I'm saying? Up Northeast, you know what I'm saying? I used to be on them ice skates. I still ice skate, you know what I'm saying? 52.
Okay, yeah, I still play basketball.
And it was crazy. When I was younger, I had a 42-inch vertical. Now, it might be, you know, 35, but I'm still going to drop 35.
I feel you. I used to be able to elevate myself back in the day. You know what I mean? But, you know, I digress. You know what I'm saying? 52. Still here, you know what I'm saying, kicking low kicks.
We're not doing this. We got a call of four. Four in a track. Four in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name, where you calling from.
Hey, peace. My name is Huni Bakatun. Penn State's name is Master Tar Magic Man Haru. How you doing? How are both of y'all doing?
Brother Huni, how are you tonight?
Hey, I'm doing excellent. You know, enjoying the show. Always enjoying the collaboration. You know, when your uncle come on and bless our great company of WBMN, and you always bring it in when it comes to business anyway. So, you know, I'm like, you know, you're like E.F. Hutton. Every time you speak, you know, I'd rather just listen. Sometimes I hate to interrupt, but, you know, on this case, there's an open. So, you know, DJ Alasky might bring me out of retirement. What you think?
Yeah. It's about time. It's about time. Now, before, you know what, E.D.? You know, why don't you just hit your, you know what I mean, pick one of the rhymes for us right now, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, it's 10:57, right. Like some other callers. After you, I'm putting on these callers. But you know what I mean? Since you're talking, yeah.
I do, but not 16 bars. I'll probably just do about 8 bars. How about that? Straight from the South, homeland of the cross burners, the magic man is speaking wisdom to the false learners. How about that? Okay, now,
right.
I'm the host of We Will Aware You. Right now, I've been on a 90-day suspension from good old Fakebook. That's F-A-K-E. And, you know, I was in the process of promoting my next advancement. No more time for lessons. And that next advancement is about a rude awakening. Right? Sleep time is over.
Okay.
And it was inspired by real events and a gunshot to the head. It's okay to promote all kind of things like that, but when I address these issues of these so-called cops, not the good cop or bad cop, but the bottom line is our people are dying and getting shot in the head, and they're getting away with it. And I'm not only sick of what they're doing, what they're used to doing, have no intentions on stopping doing, and our people just sitting back, singing and dancing and twerking, doing all kind of stuff like that. It's okay for me to do that. You understand? Or you know, in their social media, they don't want me to talk about stuff like that. But bottom line is, I'm not just trying to talk about it. Came out and said there's no way a person like this should still be breathing. Next I know, click.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
You see, you starting left tonight, honey. But you know what? You know, since you starting left, I'm gonna go back before, you know, you and Anna Waddell used to do this. E. Davis, congratulations on your 11th WBNN All-Time Connection record, honoring the late, great Hall of Famer Darlene Lawrence with the Ultimate Championship. Two in a row. Thank you, Ava. Thank you, E. Davis. First time in 2023.
Baby.
How about that? I'm gone, y'all.
Congratulations, baby.
You know what? This is an honor because I get to celebrate it with my uncle. That's all I got to say. Thank y'all.
Love you, baby.
Thank you. We got a caller 5 in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name. Where are you calling from?
Hello, E. Davis. Hello to Uncle Mike. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Wonderful show.
First, I want to say happy birthday. One of my family members' birthday is today. That's all we celebrated yesterday, which is
happy
awesome.
Happy birthday to your family members.
So, happy birthday. Capricorn season.
Happy birthday to everybody born on the 19th and under the sign Capricorn Aquarius because I'm a cusp. And happy birthday and happy new year to everybody.
Yes. Happy birthday.
So here's the thing, right? So I used to have really bad birthdays until one day, just a homeless man kind of changed my life, right? And I thought, like, wow, I'm upset about one day when this man probably has a bad day every day. So today is your birthday, and I realized, like, a couple of years back, you know, your birthday is symbolic of 365 days that you had to change someone else's life. And at the end of the day, when I was between my circle, people who do business and everything, I see the most effective people are the people who put their hand out and lift up others and help others. Instead of, you know, for me personally, I believe I don't reach out to anybody and ask them to do anything unless it's mutually beneficial, you know. And if I help them first, then like, okay, you know what? But I know a lot of people, I watch a lot of people, and they're always calling for favors, for this, for that. But you never support anybody else. You know, you never support anybody else. And then you're mad no one supports you. And for me, you guys are talking about advertising. There's two things I want to say, and then I want to ask a question. The one thing I want to say is, you know, my advertising is like a little different than anybody, I think. You know, me as a person, who I am, my personality, when I go places, I'm meeting people. I meet people every single day. I could be sitting at a restaurant just talking, and the people next to us, you know, me and my friends, just are so interested in the conversation. And they ask, what do you do? Do you do, you know? So it's just like you get to tell them that, and then you don't know what they do. And you know, and collaboration equals multiplication. I can't tell you how many wonderful people I've met just by being me, you know? And if you be their authentic, genuine self, people will be naturally interested in who you are, you know? That's the one thing I want to say. Two, as far as marketing, one of the things that I think is great, and we have, you know, a part of South Jersey Network, which is, you know, I was introduced through Ava. You know, by the way, Ava's birthday is the 27th, so, you know, we got to wish her happy birthday. But there's a guy in our group who does advertising, and he does it on placemats. You got to remember, not everybody does go out to eat, but, you know, a lot of people do, and they sit at the table. You know, you're waiting for your food, you're naturally going to probably look down at the placemat and look for the businesses and things like that. I remember the time that I went out to eat, and I see that, you know, you don't might not have anything in front of you, but your beverage or whatever. You're probably naturally going to look down at your placemat, you know. So I just, like, I really appreciate the show, you know, but my question is basically, if you are a business owner and you have a significant other, let's say you are a social individual and maybe your partner is not, I want to know, what do you think is the most effective way that that person can support you if there is maybe, like, you know, some people don't understand, like, if you're a sociable person and, like, let's say I go out and I meet people and things like that, you know, let's say if you're a person like that and you have a partner who doesn't understand, like, you know, socializing and things like that, what do you think is the best way to make them understand? And what do you think is the best way that a partner could support and promote their significant other in their business? Because at the end of the day, if you're with someone, you should support what they do, you know, support each other. So I want
to
know what you think.
I wouldn't have a partner. To nip that question in the bud and to move on, I wouldn't have a partner or a friend who's not going to support. That's just the bottom line.
Well, I'm asking for other people who might be listening, you know, that might want that.
I understand that, and that's great, but I just gave the answer. I do not associate myself with anyone who's not going to support me. That's
okay.
It. And I do want to thank you for calling. We do have a caller 6 in the queue.
You're welcome.
Caller 6, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Oh, yes. Good evening. My name is Matt Graham. I'm actually a friend of Tiana Speaks. I just happened to tune in. I figured out I'd chime in or whatever, so I really appreciate the show. I did have a question as well. I got an injury. I haven't received unemployment, disability. There's a problem with my employer. My employer actually sabotaged me. So for me being at home, to start a business, it would have to be like a very specific business. And I was just wondering, would you have any type of suggestions for, like, as far as any type of passive income, anything that would be an autopilot, even if it's like maybe like $100 a month, like something that would be considered something small to most, but it could like chip away at little bills and so forth. Would anybody have anything that they could suggest that somebody would be able to do that might have, like, let's say a spinal injury? I don't know too much about the internet, not too much. You probably know a whole lot more than me. So I just figured I'd ask while I called in to see if anybody knows anything, like any type of passive income I could generate, anything on autopilot.
What do you like to do?
What I like to do before was music, music production and light engineering.
So then offer your services to someone who needs beats, who needs an engineer, and charge them.
Yeah, there's different websites. There's different like social chat rooms and things like that that you can go to that people are constantly looking for music. So if music is your way, you know, there's a saying, I believe it's biblical, that your gifts will make room for you. So with you facing whatever adversity that you're facing, you go ahead and, you know, use your talents and then just, you know, create exposure for your talents and then watch your talent make room for you, bro.
All right, no doubt, no doubt.
Thank you for calling. All right, we got another one, Birthday Master Mix for Uncle Micah, provided by Wax Overlord Steve.
I'm going to take it back to my hometown. I'm on this thing right now, the 808, live for you. Live for you, Mr. Micah.
Was a live track by the Wax Overlord, Brother ODJ Olitsky. And we have another call in the queue. Caller, thank you for calling. Please tell us your name. Where are you calling from?
All right, caller, you there?
Caller, you there?
Hello?
Yeah, that's you. That's you.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hi. This my name is Ricardo Richard. I just wanted to first say happy birthday to your uncle.
Thank you.
I know how good it feels to have a family on the line. So happy birthday. You know, I just kind of feel like nowadays or whatever, like 52 to me is young, but it's just like, you know, people passing away so young, you know, it's a blessing to be able to make it to 52. So congratulations or whatever. I know you guys
talked
a little bit about business. I wanted to know, like, what is it about the business aspect that inspired you to really, like inspired you to really be like, okay, business, this is exactly, like, what I want to do.
Go ahead, Aunt, you take that.
You know, we come from hustlers. Her great uncle and her grandfather, my father, they owned a funeral home. They own property, like, you know, they were hustlers, and so I guess when you're around that, you have no other motivation other than what's present for you. So since we come from hustlers, that's the motivation in itself. And then we both have, you know, that drive to be better than what we were yesterday. And that's always the most important aspect of it all in anything that you do, is to improve, to be better than what you were yesterday. And if you keep that as your mantra, you can't do anything but succeed.
Wow. For me,
that's amazing.
I'm an author and I'm also a publisher. As far as the author, I was born to write. It's in me. And I tapped into that when I was 8 years old, and I've been writing ever since. To actually make it a business, like my uncle said, we come from a family of hustlers. You know, my grandfather and my great uncle, you know, they had their 9-to-5 jobs, but they also had side hustles because they were the firm believer in one, multiple streams of income, and we're not going to let our family go hungry. So, yes.
Okay. Wow. Well, keep going. You got me. I'm a writer too, so listen, I love creators, so I just say keep going and just, you know, and congrats to both of you guys.
Thank you very much.
Keep creating.
All right, we have our final thoughts. I want my uncle to give his final thoughts, and then we have my favorite time of the segment, in Go-Go Time. Go ahead, uncle.
First of all, I want to thank you and DJ O, the legendary, you know what I'm saying, for having me. It's always fun being with my baby girl on a radio show. Like, I'm so proud of you. It don't make no sense. You over here breaking records, and every time I come around, you breaking more records. I'm super proud of you. My face is hurting, smiling so hard. And now y'all can hear the tears I'm holding back of joy. But, yeah. Get on back. You bounce it back. Really good foot. All right, so there you go. But, yeah, baby, I'm proud of you. With regard to business, what I would say to everybody is find your passion. Find your passion. That part is real important. The more passion you have for whatever it is you do, the harder you're going to go for it. And never stop marketing and promoting. You have to become what it is that you're passionate about. If you are what you are, you ain't going to be able to help but tell people about what you are. You want to share the word about the good news of what you are, be it a product or service. So you feel like you're doing that person an injustice by not sharing with them who you are. So there it is in a nutshell, in my opinion. Once again, being a year older is such a huge blessing. As the previous caller said, 52 is young. I honestly don't feel any older than 25, because I think age is more about your mentality than anything.
Wow. All right, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Hey, yo, one more time, for real. I love the DJ, the owner, the CEO, the guy, whatever, you know what I'm saying, whatever hat you want to throw on. The mixes be, like, ridiculous. The mixes be ridiculous. Ridiculous.
All right, big bro, come on in. What's in Go-Go Time?
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks out there that count on that robbery, you know, be a part of what we do on a constant basis. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing when you celebrate, you know, 52 years around the sun. I did that July 17th of last year, and it's just a wonderful thing when you, hey, man, you know, I'm looking forward to 2023, what we do on a constant basis. And, you know, before, you know, I just love the people who are part of this network, our hosts who are tireless, you know, and want to support. And that's one thing that I love. And, you know, what can I say, man? I'm going to think about the farmers fight through my Ngozi time. I don't know. But all I know is that if we get a chance to do what we do on a constant basis together, no one can stop us on this network.
No, not one.
I promise you that. No, not one.
Hey, man,
no, not one. Let's go.
Work, man. We've got to get rid of
I ain't playing with y'all. Remix.
Funky. Hey, yo, Marley, man.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, yo, man, you know, we was getting busy on the album and everything. We been getting funky, but I want to take this jam back to Farmers. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, let's go back on Farmers and get some of them early MCs used to be kicking it with back in the day.
Yeah.
Yo, let's do a jam with them.
I bet. But first, I got to, like, introduce you. You know what I'm saying?
All right, kick it.
Back in the days before I was Cool J, I used to hang up on the corner pumping games people play. Sitting on a garbage can, rhyming to my man, talking about big money the future plan. I always told the brothers if I got a contract when the money started flowing, I'd be back to do a jam. Against all odds, introduce a rapper one from Farmers Boulevard.
Hey, yo, B-O-M-B bomb. Explosion attack like a cat when I'm trapped and I'm closing. Sharp ass claws and I break all laws and I wire all jaws cause I'm perfect, no flaws. Now I'm back to Farmers on some new improved. I'm making moves, not faking moves. You don't you never come around here talking that talk. I walk on that porch, you get played like a sport. Football, soccer, whatever you favor. You're a tramp and I push a cat ready for labor. Ha. Ella have you breaking rocks. I'll have you put some fried rice in a big steel pot. The town of skills that I got trained for years. No worry, you care. Your crew is your team. Hip, hip, hooray, he's back. Yo, save the cheers, suckers. I'm drinking 40s of beer on the boulevard.
Funky rounds being
said
here.
Yo, let's go 1-11-5, man.
Yeah, man, I want to check out my man, Big Money Grip.
Yo,
what's up, man? Keep a little
something. Let me light
up. Kick out the cannon, plan, summertime. CIA step into the jam. Reach for the mic and the punk start to fold up. And the brothers start fleeing like it's a hose up. Some step aside, but a few play me close. Never worry, cause the brothers who cross me getting buried. And the baby wants to deal with another dose. I see to it in an hour that the mother comatose. Farmers Boulevard's the place. Handing me a mic is like giving a chain sort of love face. Smoking in season and instant. At my side, but the cats is T-Boogie, my assistant. So that speaker is a trash. Why's that? Cause Gangsta Boogie gave the woofer a gas. Big Money Grip, making you get a Farmers Crew in effect. We never heard of a header.
Yo, it's kind of funky out here in the boulevard, yo.
How we living like Chinese, yeah, or Turkey fast, man.
Sound, yo, that's Hot C over there, man.
What's up, Hot C?
Remix!
Hot C on the scene, at last, I bust a funky rhyme. More than the line on time, because I'm getting mine. Never underestimate the skill of a great one. The boulevard lore, shorts never take none. Another funky rapper from around the way. Leaving bodies at a party, because somebody got to pay. Boys, you've been told, put your lips on hold. All you remember is a barrel and a mop full of gold. Threatened terror on the street like it was in the past. Any punks on the block, yo, never collapse. And I never feel sorry for a sucker I gained on. Any slick talker, yo, he's bound to get rained on. At any former party, at my side is a mag. One time a sucker got ill and went out in a body bag. Yeah, will erupt through the heart of another. The Farmer's Crew will never fall. That's
word to my mother. Yo,
Now you heard the brothers speaking about the street that we're from. Rhymes hitting, beats kicking. You can't get none. F-A-R-M-E-R-S passing the test. Molly Mall in the background doing the rest. Yo, hey, me, my soul, Latito. Don't you lie, so find me, Rado. Kato, get up out my face before I play it like Plato. I did a jam against all odds, and it was dedicated to Farmers Boulevard.
Yes, 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 yes
Wow. What an absolutely wonderful show tonight by E. Davis and Strictly Business. I enjoyed it, enjoyed what I heard. I enjoyed your uncle. And definitely the music from Brother O tonight was absolutely awesome. I am at work, and it's a lot of noise with the band, so I had to come outside because I had to make sure I came on tonight to congratulate E. Davis on her 11th all-time connection record and a wonderful job that you're doing, E. Davis. So I am so proud of you and how you have been handling your business in 2023 and what you've been doing and how you are marketing and promoting your show. And I am just so proud of you. I am so proud of you for your supporting other shows, and I'm just so proud of you in many ways, Ebony. Just keep up the good work. Keep it up, keep it up, keep it up, girl. I'm proud of you. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Malewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Stay tuned for the original Beverly Nation Classic tomorrow night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on WBNN, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. And don't forget, this Sunday night on News Forum, 9:30 p.m., we will have a very, very, very special on a wrongful conviction case that will literally blow your minds. Now, back to E. Davis and Strictly Business.
Thank you so much, Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J. I appreciate the love and support. Thank you again, everyone that called in. Thank you for my uncle to celebrate his birthday with us. And he has taught me on how to get past the computer, how to get past social media, because I'm a social media guru, I'm a haven. But we got to take it back to the grassroots. Sometimes that's going to be the most effective. That is not the only way, but that may be at the time the effective way. So, Unc, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you, how proud I am of you, and how much I love you.
I love you too, baby. Can I get a real quick shout-out to all my businesses?
Absolutely. Hurry
up. All right, so shout-out to Untamed Comedy, Cousin Clyde. Shout out to Black Tags, that's BLACTAGS, Rick Fury, that's our clothing line. Shout out to Legacy Chasers, Steve Hart, Nephew. Shout out to my partner Dre, Brooklyn Dre, with ex-inmates. And shout out to my man Manny LeVon with our product Lilla, Love is Love Always, CMAR's Infused Beverages. Thank you, baby. Come on in.
All right. Thank you so much.
Love you.
Hey, love you. Have a great
you
night.
Appreciate you. Peace.
Thank you, guys.
Wait a minute. This love started off so tender, so sweet. But now she got me
smoking out the window.
Must
have spent 35, 45,